Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on This Week in America, Bob Capelli, author of Natural Astaxanthin, the supplement you can feel. A supplement nutrition experts are beginning to call the ultimate anti-aging nutrient, the athlete's secret weapon. Bob Capelli has been involved in natural healing and herbology for 30 years. Graduating from Rutgers University, Bob spent 4 years traveling and working in developing countries in Asia and South America, where he learned about and developed a deep respect for the medicinal power of plants. Upon returning to the United States, Bob began working in the natural supplement industry, where he has remained for the last 27 years. Bob is the lead author of 5 books, as well as dozens of articles for trade and consumer publications and scientific papers for peer-reviewed technical journals. Bob has been involved with astaxanthin professionally for 16 years, focusing on educating consumers and the supplement industry on its health benefits, including over 200 TV and radio programs in several different countries. Bob considers himself to be a living testimonial for the effectiveness of astaxanthin. Since starting to supplement with astaxanthin, his joint problems and muscle soreness have gone awry, and he's not had a cold or a flu for 17 years. Bob Capelli, author of Natural Astaxanthin, back with us on This Week in America from Hawaii. Once again, aloha, Bob. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, aloha, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
It is a great response on the last program, but something that people are beginning to hear a lot about, and I'll touch on that in a second, but I want to go back to the introduction. Not had a cold or flu in 17 years. Remarkable, because you spend a lot of your life in the air at airports and in airplanes, don't you? That's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, I'm actually approaching 2 million miles over the last, about 15, 16 years. So every year it's a lot of miles. And as everybody knows, those airplanes, that's probably the number one incubator for germs.
Yes.
And you're sitting next to people so close, and people are coughing. And so, yeah, I mean, if you can fly like I do and not get sick, then something is different. And the thing that I think is different is that I use this astaxanthin product, which is clinically validated to boost immunity and to help your body fight off colds and flu.
And it's all laid out in the book Natural Astaxanthin by Bob Capelli, book available at, of course, Amazon. The website is algaehealthsciences.com to get full information. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned a lot of people are beginning to talk about this. It seems like over the last 10 years, specifically the last couple of years, it's coming up more and more. And some people are saying we're ready for explosive growth. This is going to be the supplement that people are really going to be talking about. Have you seen that in what you're doing in educating the public, that this is really on the verge of breaking out now?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with people like yourself that are in the media and opinion leaders. And we found that the first, I don't know, 5-6 years that I was involved with astaxanthin, no one really knew about it. And then as soon as a few sort of leaders, thought leaders, got involved with it and saw for themselves why it's the supplement you can feel and tried it and actually could feel the effects, they started talking about it in the media, and that's what's really made astaxanthin take off. And I think over the last, about 10 years, but particularly the last, 4 or 5 years, it's gone to much higher levels, I mean exponential levels from where it was. So starting to snowball and moving in the right direction, but still to this day, I really feel that only, about 5% of people really even know what it is. So there's a long way to go still.
Yeah, you talk about the supplement you can feel, and you say that 80% can feel it working in their bodies. Talk about that, and it's interesting, and we touched on it on the last program. In the first show that we did with Bob, you'll find, if you go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to the video of the program, which is on YouTube, or the audio, which is on iTunes and Google Play, and listen. But so often we take something and we'll give it maybe 48 hours maximum to see if we're getting any results. And if not, we start getting discouraged. And you're saying you really need to be patient with this. Once it kicks in, you feel it and your life will never be the same.
Well, Rick, this is something that I think Americans and a lot of people around the world, as technology's increased over the years. A lot of people are looking for very quick results on everything.
Yes.
I mean, just think about using a computer and you type in a Google search for something and in, pardon me, a fraction of a second, you get millions of potential websites to hit. So, you know, we've been trained to want things fast. However, fast is not always good. And the example I can give concerning astaxanthin and some other potential ways to take care of some health issues is, you know, in terms of fast versus slow, would be astaxanthin is an anti-inflammatory. And you have a wide variety of anti-inflammatories that you could take. You have prescription drugs like Celebrex and one that was taken off the market because of some really dangerous side effects was Vioxx. And so there's prescription drugs that are anti-inflammatories. There's over-the-counter drugs, and in that sense, there's many. You have aspirin was pretty much one of the early anti-inflammatory drugs that were sold in drugstores. You have Tylenol, you have Motrin, you have Aleve, you have so many different possibilities. And then you have some natural ones. And astaxanthin's in this group of natural ones. Now, what happens is all of the ones that you can take in the drugstore, the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories and the prescription anti-inflammatories, work quickly. And working quickly, you can get a result sometimes the same day or within a day or two. And people like that. You know, you have a pain, you know, say whatever, you hurt your arm or something like that, and there's a pain. And there's a place for these right. products because they work fast, they get rid of the pain, they reduce the pain. Now, if you have chronic pain, that's a little different. Chronic pain from arthritis, chronic pain from lower back issues, you know, many different, you know, from trauma, from accidents, you can have pain that lasts for months and even years. And if you start taking, you know, Tylenol for chronic pain, you're going to have some damage to your liver over time. If you take some of the other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they also have some deleterious side effects as well. If you take some of the prescription drugs for anti-inflammatory effects, they can have even more serious side effects. In fact, when Vioxx was taken off the market, it had killed many people by creating additional heart issues and causing heart attacks. Now, if you use astaxanthin as an anti-inflammatory, don't, like you said earlier, Rick, don't expect it to work quickly. It's going to take at least 2 weeks usually to have its effect. The reason this is because it's working in a gentle, natural way on eight different causes of inflammation. Now, the other ones, what they do is they work in a profound, intense way on usually just one cause of inflammation. And what that does, though, it throws your whole body out of whack, and it's unnatural, and so that's why you have these side effects. Now, there's been never any side effects or contraindications shown for astaxanthin. It's been on the market for almost 20 years now. There's been hundreds of clinical trials and safety tests, and there's no side effects, but it takes longer to work. So for anyone with acute pain that's going to go away in a few days, sure, you know, pop some Tylenol. It's not going to kill you. However, if you have chronic pain that lasts a long time, I really highly recommend you try astaxanthin as a natural way to get rid of it, to reduce it without having these side effects.
The book we're talking about is Natural Astaxanthin, the Supplement You Can Feel. The author is Bob Capelli. His website is algaehealthsciences.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Astaxanthin is A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. If you can't remember all that, that's why I say go to the website thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly. You're not going to have to try to figure out if you're spelling it correctly or not. What are some of the different sources of astaxanthin? Where does this come from, and how can we get it in various forms?
So this used to really not even be a topic of serious discussion, was the sources of astaxanthin, but it has become one over the last just like 3 or 4 years. And the reason is that for the first, close to 15 years astaxanthin was on the market, the only source was really coming from algae. and that's the natural source. That's the algae produce the astaxanthin in a natural setting, in the natural form.
Right.
And what's happened now is a very large chemical company is now producing astaxanthin from petrochemicals. So they're taking oil products, they're putting it through an elaborate synthesis process, and they're making this synthetic version of astaxanthin. And they've sold that for years for fish feeds, because it helps to make a farm-raised salmon, helps to make the body of the salmon, the flesh of the salmon, a nice pink color that consumers will want to buy. But you know, feeding it to fish is one thing. Feeding it to humans is very different. And so what they've done is they put it on the market in a synthetic form without doing any safety testing in humans, and also without doing any sort of clinical research to show any health benefits. So it's an untested version, and so you have to really be very careful to make sure you're getting the algae-based astaxanthin product. There have been some in vitro tests, in test tubes, in other words, and there's been also some animal studies of testing the synthetic version versus the natural version from algae, and they found that as an antioxidant, the natural version is 20 to 90 times more active than the synthetic version. So a profound difference. And they've also found an animal test that were examining some potential health benefits. Again, the natural from algae far outperform the synthetic version. So you have to make sure you get the natural one from algae, otherwise there's a good chance you're not going to get any effects, and who knows if there's any long-term safety issues as well.
Yeah, and you talk about that in the book. The book is Natural Astaxanthin. You talk about knowing the source and the vast differences between producers, because there are differences out there. That's an important part of the book. The thing that's so interesting with the book is you start off by talking about experts, renowned doctors that we're all familiar with, including Dr. Oz, for example, researchers, opinion leaders, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest on this program, Dr. Susie Cohen, the pharmacist who's been on the program as well. You really lay the case out, and these are really, really key people that we listen to, and they're sold on natural astaxanthin, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are, and what I find really amazing is that you find oftentimes some, you know, famous doctors and such will talk about a product, but a lot of times they talk about it because they're getting paid to do it.
Yes.
And who knows if they're even taking the product. And with astaxanthin, it's really actually been the exact opposite effect, where these famous people that you mentioned, most of them have just tried the product for themselves, and again, they felt the difference. They felt it working in their bodies. And then they start talking about it just because they believe in it. And the enthusiasm with which a lot of these people talk about astaxanthin is pretty much just like myself, that they're convinced that this is really one of the best, if not the best, natural products on the market for health. And so I think, you know, if you get a copy of the book and you just read that, it's chapter 2, and it's quite a long chapter. It's, I think, about 20 pages long, but it actually gives in their own words what they're saying about how this product helped their bodies. So it's a lot better than just, you know, seeing some doctor on a commercial on TV or, you know, on the radio, and, you know, hearing them say, oh, this is a great product, but you don't know if they've even tried it. I mean, this is really from the horse's mouth.
And it's interesting because in many cases, the doctor not only has tried it, he's prescribed it for his patients, and he's seeing the results and how their lives are better because of natural astaxanthin. Bob Capelli, the author of the book, is our guest on the program. You do something that's really interesting in there, and we all hear a lot about supplements, and sometimes it's difficult to sort of, okay, should I take that? Should I not take that? What type of supplement should I take? You've got the supplement funnel. Talk about that. And basically, the question is, what's in it for me that you say that we should be asking when we're considering what we should be taking?
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to spend their money on anything, but, you know, we're talking about supplements. So no one wants to pay for a supplement if it's not going to do anything for them.
Right.
And so what I mean, this is just a sort of an analogy, but I said, if you take all the supplements out there, and you just put them into a funnel and see what comes out the bottom as your best choice. And there's a few steps in this, but you want to make sure that, the first thing is it has to be safe. You don't want to take anything that's going to potentially harm you when you're trying to help your own health. So that's the number one thing. And as we talked about earlier, astaxanthin has been documented in many, many studies as being completely safe with no side effects or contraindications. So that's the first thing. Then you want to make sure that it works. And, well, how do you know it works? Well, over 100 clinical studies say that this works for a plethora of different health conditions. So we know that it works. And then number three, you want to make sure that you can feel its effects in your own body, because frankly, if you look at all the different supplements in the market, I'd say about 90 or 95% of them, you don't really feel working. And that doesn't mean they're bad products. In fact, I still take some supplement products that I think work for me based on the research, but I don't really feel them working in my body. So I'm not saying that you should just eliminate anything if you don't feel it working, but if you feel it working in your body, then you really know that you have an efficacious, active substance that you're taking. And then you want also make sure that you're not getting a form of it, like the synthetic form, that doesn't have the same effects. And then you also want to make sure you're getting it from a trusted brand of supplements, because even if you're getting the natural one, if you're getting it from an inferior producer, you have a good chance if you're getting a product that's going to be not have stability, that's going to last on the shelf and have the milligrams that it says on the label. Because frankly, astaxanthin is extremely volatile and susceptible to oxidation. It's such a strong antioxidant that if it's during the processing, if it's introduced to oxygen, it will start degrading. So we've seen, and there's an independent association called the Natural Algae Astaxanthin Association that actually tests products, and we've seen a lot of them come back at well under label claims. So you want to make sure that you're getting from a trusted brand, from a trusted producer, and something that you're going to feel working in your body. And that's the supplement funnel.
Well, it's interesting in the book Natural Astaxanthin, The Supplement You Can Feel. That's in the title. And Bob Capelli, the author, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left, and it's interesting you talk about it's outstanding for people under 40 as well. So if you're listening and you're like 28 and you're thinking, I really don't need to take this, it actually will work for the younger people under 40 as well as those over.
Yeah, you know, and I think you said earlier, Rick, when you first started introducing this segment, that some of these famous opinion leaders and doctors are starting to call it the ultimate anti-aging supplement.
Yes.
So because of its effects, it's really one of the best things you can take for anyone over 40, because it's really helping with almost all of the problems of aging to help reduce them or help avert the signs of aging. Now, it's not, as you said, limited to people over 40. It's very good for people under 40, especially people that are active. It has some great benefits for athletes. In fact, there's been 12 different human clinical trials showing really 12 distinct ways that it can help athletes, things ranging from improved recovery time, less lactic acid buildup when you're doing endurance sports. You're not going to get that burning in your muscles, improved endurance, actually increasing strength. I don't know if we talked about this on your last program I was on, but I think the number one best study was done by Gatorade, and they took competitive cyclists, top-level cyclists, and they gave them just 4 milligrams of astaxanthin for a month, and within a month they got 5% faster in their time trials, and they got a 15% increase in power output.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's an incredible result.
That's amazing,
for highly
yes.
trained athletes.
And you'll see results like that as you read the book, Natural Astaxanthin, The Supplement You Can Feel. Bob Capelli, our guest on the program. Astaxanthin is Astaxanthin. If the spelling be, I'd be leaving the stage right now. Astaxanthin, Natural Astaxanthin, The Supplement You Can Feel. Bob Capelli, our guest on the program. Bob is, Capelli's last name is C-A-P-E-L-L-I. So you can Google it. You can try to find that information. Go to the website, algaehealthsciences.com. And the easiest way, just go to thisweekinamerica.us. Hit the link on directly to Bob's website and information on the book. A lot of great information, Bob, on the program today. As always, we look forward to having you back with us on the program. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day in Hawaii, and thank you for being with us on the show.
Rick, you know, it's always a great pleasure. You do a great job, and thank you for having me on.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book Natural Astaxanthin, the supplement you can feel, author Bob Capelli. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.